You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Second day that Moshe ben Avshalom came out of the palace, he notices very, very strange thing that the two Yehudi are fighting, because you never see such a thing. Have you ever heard such a thing, two Yehudi fight? Yeah. Never, it never happens. Yeah, so this is the first time in history that we see that Otan Shah is mentioning that Moshe ben Avshalom ran into two Yehudim. Now they were arguing. There's a story behind this. Actually, Datan and Aviram, they were brothers. And whatever that happened the previous night happened to Datan. And obviously, he wanted to separate from his wife because the unfortunate thing that took place the night before. So he was trying to convince him that, no, don't do this. And they were fighting. So now here we see the reaction when Moshe ben Avshalom is trying to make peace with them. They become very harsh and not really cooperative. So now the question that is asked, because they mention, are you going to do the same thing to us, whatever that you did the Egyptian yesterday? Did they know how he got rid of the Egyptian yesterday? What did he do? What did Moshe do to get rid of the Egyptian?
He buried him in the sand.
Understand, but how did he get rid of him?
With the
holy name, right? It's called Shema Meforash, right? Some say because when he says he looked Koh and Vacho, the numeric value of the Koh is 25. So Zohar Kadosh brings, actually, he got rid of him by saying Shema. Shema Israel, because it has 25 letters. So that's what he did. So that means, when you say Shema Israel with Kavanah, it has such a power to get rid of, you know, the enemies. I mean, don't try it, but, you know, but that's what Moshe did. So now here, they know already that this man has such a power. And not only that, he favored them because actually this is the wicked man that whatever terrible thing that came up the night before. The night before that he was trying to protect the Yehudi. So now the question that is asked, if they know this man is so special and he's so holy that he's able to do such a thing. And not only that, he favored them. So why are they treating him like this? You know, talking so harsh to him. Are you going to do the same thing to us? Who are you? Where did you come from? Does that make sense?
But he was dressed in royal clothing.
Yes.
They wouldn't be fearful of him.
Understand, but they know he's a Yehudi. They know his, the background, that how he was raised in Paro's palace, but they know this is the son of Yochevedan Amram. They were aware of this. But here we see that their reaction toward the whole matter is very puzzling. Why? I mean, you would think logically they should appreciate him. To be thankful, you know, he got rid of this mystery and so on. But here, we see now they're going against him. And it's very interesting that what was the reaction of Moshe ben Avshalom after this scene? What did he do?
He ran away,
right? So when he ran away, where did he go? Where did he go?
Did he go to palace?
No.
So
he went to Kush.
Yeah.
He went to the Kush. He was the king of the Kush. And then he goes to Midian. And then when he goes to Midian, what happens when he goes to Midian?
He connects with
Yitro. And he marries the daughter of Yitro. So now here, so we see, Actually, these two people, they were so harsh to him. Did he do Moshe a favor or not? Yeah? So now, actually, if these two people, just imagine, you know, when he's trying to make a peace with them, say, you know, thank you, we appreciate it, you're right, you know, they never thought about this. You know, you're an angel, thank you so much. So what did Moshe do? He would go back to the palace, and then what would happen? He would be raised as an Egyptian. And would he ever get married? Maybe yes, maybe with an Egyptian or, you know, God, Hashem knows. But here we see, first of all, these two people made him a king. And not only that, they lead them to get married. You know how hard it is to get married today? Huh? So now these two people, that you look at them, such a wicked people. But actually they did.
Just like Yosef.
I'm sorry?
Just like Yosef.
Exactly. So now here, no, the message here is very powerful. And that is, many times, when people go against you, then you get upset, you get disappointed, you get hopeless, you know. I mean, Moshe could have said, you know, what is it to me? Why did I have to do this? Forget it. But here we see, actually, there were angels. Actually, they lead him for such a great thing. And not only that, the whole point that he became the leader of Am Yisrael was that he ended up in Midian, and then he ran into the bush, and then Hashem spoke with him, and he became Moshe Rabbeinu. Because of who? These two people. Isn't that something? And that means in life, many times things, we feel it goes wrong. But actually, it's only a direction that we'll be able to do whatever that the will of Ribbono Shel Olam is. It's like a navigator that it directs us to be able, the outcome that is very, very positive. And we have to accept it with such a joy and simcha.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.